questions, we have answers. This is Jane Muller.
And this is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, all about real estate with Ken and Jane. Today, Jane, the topic of the day is Feng Shui, which is the ancient, goes
feng
back...
Feng Shui.
Feng Shui. Well, you know, I can't pronounce it. I can spell it, but it's Feng Shui, right?
Yes.
Well, that involves, goes back to the ancient times in China, and that's creating, it's the art of creating harmony and positive energy flow in the design of real estate. And it's so, it has its traditions rooted in China. And back in the ancient times, the emperors used to supposedly design cities all around utilizing the concepts of the feng shui.
Even before that, right?
And it's yeah. and it's and in modern day, people many people still use it in real estate because they believe in the positive energy and that it can create harmony and improve the function of their business, their homes, their lives. So it has it's deeply rooted in history, but it has a lot of current applications.
It's like custom. It's just part of our upbringing, and say, you know.
Right.
Today, before we start, Ken, we should thank our very, very good friend, Tony Lee, and his passion is with the feng shui. He studied a lot of years, and he just enjoyed so much. And today's show with a lot of help from him. Mm-hmm. And thanks very much, Tony.
Right. So feng shui means the way of wind and water. That's what, according to, is that correct, Jane? That's how the, that's the American interpretation.
That's American way of
that's
thinking.
That's the American interpretation, right.
Yes.
So let's talk about let's cover some of the basic concepts of feng shui, and then we'll talk about some of the, how it's applied in the real estate and how you can chime in with some of your experiences.
Sure.
So one of the first things that feng shui looks at is the location. They believe, the concept believes that the location can have a significant impact on the energy. For example, if a property is located near the water, it's considered to be a positive thing. It's supposed to have positive energy. Whereas if the property is located near a cemetery or hospital, it's considered maybe to produce some negative energy. So that's kind of...
That's very general. Yeah,
that's very general too. Not to say that if your home is near a cemetery, I mean, my dad used to joke that a cemetery wasn't a bad place to be, have a neighbor because it's quiet.
Used to say that.
No, it's, by the hospital, a lot of people would say, no, it's not bad being by a hospital because if I, God forbid, I ever need to go to the hospital, it's right there.
So that's
right. But it is all interpretation. Again, this is just one particular
general
belief. It's by no means the established, but it's just, we're just talking about it from...
Different culture, different preference,
right. The second one is the layout. They believe in the feng shui principle is to have an open, large, airy layout, large windows, high ceilings. That's believed to promote positive energy flow. On the other hand, properties that are crammed with clutter, with cluttered layouts can block energy flow. So I guess the open, airy, which you see a lot of homes that, and that's kind of the modern trend when people are buying. They ask, is the home have a 9-foot ceiling or 10-foot ceilings? And that's, I guess, would be consistent with good feng shui principles.
In general, but once again, it depends. And some house, if you block is like chopped out the plan, even though you have a large square footage, culturally, we believe that you block the energy, the chi, so the chi doesn't move freely in the house, in the home. So
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we talked about the location, the layout, the orientation is a third concept of feng shui. The feng shui principle believes that the facing of the home, that south and southeast are best for the energy flow, while properties that face north or northwest may have less energy flow.
That's debatable.
Depends
on your birthday, because a lot of feng shui master told me our house has to be facing northwest because that's bring the harmony into the home. And so that's, once again, it's generally Chinese clients prefer south-facing home, especially, you know, Ken, when you buy a new construction, right? If the construction, if the two homes opposite each other, if the one facing north, right? You have a lot of Indian family line up to buy.
Right.
So and then the facing south, a lot of Chinese family line up to buy. So it's good for, you know, everything has its own audience and its own, you know.
And some of these you see in life, I mean, it's kind of, a lot of people may like the south or southeast because of the sunlight, because that makes the home bright. And so they want as much sunlight and they want the openness of the plan. The open layout is very common in today's market. So a lot of these principles that are feng shui rooted are really a lot of
practical reasons
that have applications in today's modern real estate without
That's
people
right.
really realizing that it's feng shui. It's just just a lot of it is somewhat common sense. That
Absolutely, yes. I mean, in my understanding, Ken, I think feng shui is like a common sense. It's really if you feel comfortable in the home, and most likely you have a good feng shui. So,
right. And then the fourth, number four, is really the decor, that properties with a cluttered or dark decor can create negative energy and light in the area. So that's kind of similar to
common
sense again, too. Right. So that's a lot of it is common sense. And you've had examples. And then I think the people that take it very seriously, they would employ a feng shui master to go to the house and you know, because everything is case specific, right? Say that if you have a house that's by a hospital or by a cemetery, there's certain things that can always be done. There's certain corrective action that can always be done to restore the home's feng shui.
Yeah, right? I agree with you 100%, Ken. A lot of time, right? In my understanding, there's no absolute good feng shui. At the same time, there's no absolute bad feng shui. Everything, you have a way to correct it, to help it, right? And as you said, right, some serious people I experienced before they purchase a home, especially business people, when they open a business, they often consult the master, feng shui master. And quite a few times, right, in my career, the buyer came with the feng shui master, come with the compass. It's not a regular.
It's not a regular one.
It's the feng shui one. So many years ago, there was like a over 10 years ago, I had a buyer. He is not specialized in feng shui himself, but he like self-studied, like our friend Tony, right? Mm-hmm. He just knows so much, but he is a financial guy. So that's why he can buy $1 million house. He's a financial guy. But he understands feng shui very well. So there's a one home, beautiful home. Right, he really interested, and he came in with the feng shui compass. And I can't remember he came by himself or with his feng shui master. I can't remember long. That was over 10 years ago. Somehow they looked at that house is facing, you know, the north, I believe. And then, but they did the feng shui something, and then he turned around and said to me, "The owner husband is sick." Mm. I said, "How do you know?" I didn't know that. He said, "Yeah, he's sick. So since he built a house, and then because this is like if the house is a little bit on an angle, maybe just slightly, everything will be good. But it's just on that point." So I mean, later I found out from the leasing agent that was true. The reason they want to sell, you know, they lived there for almost 10 years. It's just the health went down. But I don't know. To be honest here, I don't want to scare anybody out there.
No,
I don't know. If that's a coincidence or it's really some reason for it. But at least the buyer believed, so he didn't move forward with the purchase.
Wow, that's very interesting. And to become a feng shui master, is it a matter of just taking the courses, or do you need some special innate ability, you know, some psychic type? Because I thought it was just being educated and learning the principles. But from the story you just gave me, it sounds like that feng shui master came in there and could feel something
it's a good. It's a good question, Ken. Maybe a bit of both, right? Maybe someone have that special calling and to understand. I mean, if you just purely study, right? If you and I just study we may just know the basic, but we may not have that intuition.
Right, because the times that we've that I've observed feng shui masters come into home, different real estate homes for the clients is they would find like the high energy, the positive energy. They would find the low energy point. Maybe it was where the sump pump was. And they might say you have to relocate the sump pump, the sump pit from this location to this corner because it'll. No, that's very true.
Remember a long time ago? When we had our house.
That's my limited understanding of the whole principle. Yeah. But it sounds like that every house, there's, like you said, no such thing as perfect feng shui, no such thing as, you know, a house that's totally out of whack, but it could always, there's always certain things you can do to maximize the feng shui, the harmony of the house, and minimize the low or minimize the disruptive energy.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's really up to the buyer or homeowner how much you believe in it, right? I mean, just like your dad said, right? And he said he doesn't care next to the cemetery. He feels it's quiet. It's a nice place to be. You know, it really depends whether it bothers you. If you think next to a hospital is a good thing, which is a good thing, like my mom's place, right? Across the street, literally across the street, is the test center, the blood test, the urine test. For her, she thinks that's a beautiful thing. If she wants to do something, just walk across the street.
Right, so it is like a mini hospital, medical, right?
And then down the street is a general practitioner if she needs anything urgently.
And different cultures have different beliefs, like with a house facing. So you win with either way if you have a south facing house, you win under the feng shui. But if you have a north facing house, you win under another.
It's like practical reason. But I think China in the past, right? The floor plan's different. Used to be old Chinese house. You go in, you have the living room, you had the kitchen, you had every, because there used to be the house is smaller, right? The back is most likely the bedroom. So that's why you want the public area in the facing south. You had the sunlight. But in the U.S., it's totally different. When you go in, it's a entrance, and then sometimes two stories, some one story. But your kitchen, your public area in the back. So if you're facing south, and the back kitchen and the public family room will be dark. So that's really, practical reason, but practical habit has been changed. Mm-hmm. So you have to adapt that. So yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well said, Jane. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Attention all investors, a two-story fully leased medical building is for sale. Good cap rate with long-term stable tenants. Corner lot with approximately 30 car spots, located on Route 33 in Neptune, just one block away from the Jersey Shore University Medical Center. For more details, please call Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. Prime Real Estate, a standalone building with superior construction quality, a backup generator, and beautiful architectural design, is available for sale or for lease. Located in a highly visible location directly off Route 33 in Hamilton Township, this location is zoned highway commercial, suitable for retail, medical, office, education, and so much more. To find out more, please call Ken at 908-337-9448. That's 908-337-9448. Impressive second-level office suite in excellent condition is available for lease. Approximately 2,400 square feet consists of private offices, conference rooms and kitchen, and private restrooms. Perfect for attorneys, accountants, or any office professional use. Situated in prime location on Route 130 in the Lake Farrington Plaza Business Park, in close proximity to major highways including Route 1, the New Jersey Turnpike, and Route 287. For more information, please contact Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. You are listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jay Muller on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, welcome back to our show. We're going to continue talking about the feng shui principles in modern real estate. So, Jane, we spoke a lot about the concepts. I did some research and I found some actual buildings in the United States that have employed the feng shui concepts. Mm-hmm. Number one, we have one in Bank of America Tower in New York City that was designed with the feng shui principles in mind, including the use of natural light. They have a large open lobby area with high ceilings and a large glass atrium. Mm-hmm. And apparently the architecture, they did consider that in their whole design. Mm-hmm. You know, that was, they actually had that, purposefully done that way. A second one is the MGM Grand Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. It was designed with feng shui principles in mind to promote good luck. But they don't say good luck for the casino or good luck for the...
good luck for the casino.
Yeah, probably right. And positive energy for its guests. That's what it says. And
you get a positive energy and the casino keep the money.
You get a happy feeling losing your money. In other words, right. And the main entrance of the hotel faces south, again, which we covered is supposed to be a lucky direction for the feng shui. Also, the casino's hotel's floor is designed with curved walls, and that covers the no sharp corners, which is consistent with what you said about that one particular client, that the sharp corners are believed, curves are believed to promote positive energy flow, whereas sharp, jagged edges are to be avoided and promote a more negative energy. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. The third one I have is from San Francisco. There's a federal building. They use a lot of natural light. They have a diagrid structure allowing for natural ventilation to reduce energy costs. A large open central atrium. Again, the concept with the large atrium, a lot of natural light, windows, large windows, light to go deep into the spaces. That's all consistent with the feng shui.
Yes.
Right. And you've seen this with houses. A lot of times, like you've mentioned, like with feng shui, with the homes, like you know certain concepts. Like, for example, the house we used to live in, the front door faced the steps. So the steps would considered, that usually is not considered to be perfect feng shui, right? Because you want the steps a little bit offset from where the front door is, which I never knew. And the reason behind that is?
Yeah, and the reason that right or wrong, that's just a belief, right? If anything bothers you, and that means true. It doesn't mean
it's going to be
scientifically it's true, but it means for you it's true. So our old house, Imana said we never used the front door.
Right, that's why you never...
I never used the front door, so I used the garage side door to come in the house because that one is, the old Cape Cod. When you open the front door, here's the step, go second floor. So obviously that's something bothers me, so we decided to use the side door, the breezeway, and come in from the other side.
And another thing you see in houses that I guess you've cited before that the feng shui may be off is if the front door directly aligns with the back door and there's no offset, then that would be that the money goes in and money goes out.
Normally the Chinese believe the front door and back door shouldn't be in one line, but if there is one line, it's a way to correct it. So you can put some beautiful decoration panels there. So that will serve that purpose. So there is weight, or put some plant, large plant, green plant there.
To stop it.
So
put a stopper there, or seal off the back door.
So exactly.
Put a mirror there, maybe, so it reflects back.
No, that's different for different reason, Ken. That's for if you have a house facing the T.
Oh, that's right. We didn't cover. That's another thing, which are homes that face a road that directly goes into the house. That's called the T.
Yep. So if that case, and some feng shui master may suggest you to put a mirror because they believe the negative energy will too strong and from the road directly to your home, the front door. So normally shouldn't be facing your front door. So when you buy new construction, you have to be very make sure. Some house you look like facing your front door, but when you actually came out from standing in front of front house, the front door, you realize actually front door facing the path, walking path, not the main road. So that's a lot of buyer would care. So yeah. But once again, if truly facing some certain, the feng shui master will suggest put some mirror there, just like reflect back. The negative energy.
Right, and you bring up the concept of the doors, but the front door is something that even in your practice in real estate has been an issue where clients that really liked the house, but the front door didn't face the particular way that it needed to, they would actually go, they would consult or see if the front door facing, they could alter it. They could reconstruct it so the front door faced north or faced south or whatever needed
they
to face.
They build a little...
This is not just feng shui, but these are other cultures that have other different... beliefs on how the front door should face. So it's taken very seriously among a certain portion of the buyers out
definitely
there.
I care. If you ask me, do I believe it 100%, like I believe in every morning sun will rise from the east? Mm-hmm. No, I don't believe that much, but at least I feel if I don't follow this, is going to may bring bad luck or bothers me, right? So I don't believe if you're facing the right direction, you get all the goodies, but I try to avoid the punishment. That's why, right? I mean, just like Tony Robbins said, people do it, some do it for feel good, but some just try to avoid the pain.
Right.
So try to avoid the pain.
Or some may have other beliefs and may say, you know what, it doesn't hurt me to also, let me see what they say about this. And if I can adapt and also be consistent with their thing, it's only going to be more positive energy, more positivity.
Yeah.
And it won't hurt me to comply with unless...
Exactly. There's no harm, you know. And the thing is, Ken, I believe that the door facing is really depends on individual, regardless your, your culture and the belief, right? I think it's really to do with the day or time of your birth. Mm-hmm. Everybody have a different, because when you say you have facing south, like what you said, right? A lot of building have facing south, had a good feng shui, right? For me, it's the opposite. I cannot facing south because south is fire. You know, either water or fire, so either one, right? But my life element is fire. So if I can't facing the direction for water, so that's going to be, put out the fire. So that's like, it's really you have to, if you really care about it, you should consult the professional.
Right, that's what I was going to say, right.
One-to-one. Yeah,
right.
One-on-one.
Because they need, and what do they need besides they need your birth date, they need to know... So they can figure out what zodiac or whatever.
Yeah, the time of your birth,
and then they can customize what's the best feng shui based on your birth date and everything else that goes.
Custom design, like a tailor to your needs.
Tailor design, like tailor the program.
Tailor the program.
So
that's
in some
right.
cases, the south may not be the best. Like you could be like in your case, you said west facing door is
west, north, northwest.
And this also applies. The feng shui also applies to businesses. A lot of businesses use the concepts. Like we covered the buildings, the casinos, San Francisco Federal Building, and likewise smaller businesses. They use it. They employ it to see where the boss should sit and how the door should be facing.
Yep.
And you've practiced this too with your own personal business.
Yeah, absolutely. Personal, yeah. I believe in that. I'm not go really crazy about, I mean, before I step out the door, I need to consult the function master. But I do care. I do, you know, whatever I learned, I try to help our client to, you know, before helping them to make a right decision to purchase the house. You know, before they purchase. Yeah. Try to just share the experience we have, but also suggest them if they really care, they should get a special, master level people to help them.
But there's certain homes that could be deal breakers for certain people
based
on their beliefs.
Absolutely.
And that's after consulting the feng shui master and then saying that there's really nothing that can be done because it doesn't align with their particular needs.
Yeah, but Ken, think about it. It's not nothing can be done, right? I mean, if you love the house, not to the point you have to have it, right?
Sure.
So if people tell you, Ken, if you buy this house, you have a happy marriage, very healthy, very wealthy, everything's great. You say, oh, okay, I'll buy it, right? If someone said you buy this house, you're bad luck, something gonna happen to you. I mean, even you like the house, but you don't take the chance. So you say, you know what? Next, right? There's plenty house on the market.
Sure.
Why you have to buy something bothers you?
Sure.
A lot of time it may not really happen, but you think if you worry about something will turn out, right?
What's interesting with the real estate, a lot of homes are deal breakers from the get-go if the house doesn't face. You're seeing that in day in and day out in the residential field. If the house doesn't face the particular direction, the clients, that's one of the things that you see even the advertisements for homes, they mention which direction it faces because that's for particular groups, that's extremely important. And if it doesn't face either north or northeast or east
or south, you know.
Then it's a deal breakers from the get-go. They won't even go entertain the house.
Yes. And then if a lot of people prefer that direction, and then, you know, if they will help to beat up the price. So absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. So once again, this is not really, that's really personal. I think for us, it's really, you don't have to really worry that much and fall that much, but it's just for fun, you know. Like every year you can talk to someone, they can help you redecorate your home. Like remember, we had a function master on our show last year.
Yes.
They said every year the sun and the moon, the direction is different every year. So you should change a little decor in your home to suit that. It's not a big deal. Maybe you put the vase somewhere, or you put some flower or some crystal. It is not require dramatic change in your life, just the small things. You know, but as you said, can make the home airy and open, you know, just decluttered. That's always a good practice. You know, that's always good. Good for the feng shui and good for the life in general. So make the house brighter and clean up. You know, I mean, that's just good maintenance practice, really.
Yeah, or to redecorate. That's people do that naturally too. A lot of this is natural common sense. After so many time, people redecorate because they want to do different. So a lot of this coincides with modern day practices just by chance. You know,
yes.
People do certain things. A lot of it is common sense and
absolutely
lighting the windows, the decorating. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, less clutter. So a lot of these go with good real estate mm-hmm. principles, practices yeah. to begin with, right?
Mm-hmm. You asked before whether people, you know, have to go to school or self-study.
Well, actually, I was going to cover that, too. There's actually, in Hong Kong, this practice is heavily relied on. That part of China, they take it so seriously that Hong Kong, in 2005, became the first university to offer a feng shui course as part of its building and engineering master's program. So it's part of the architectural requirements mm-hmm. in the design that they use. So any architect there, I'm sure, is very well trained in the feng shui principles.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of time they like old time, they have an old master teacher, right? They learn like, you know, they're someone really good and they have a lot of pupils there. So, you know, they learn from the experience too.
Yeah, and here's a cool example too. In Hong Kong, HSBC Bank. Here's another example. The bank has a garden in the front, an empty space. That's where that was designed that way because that's under the feng shui. That's where the energy is collected, and the water. And there's water beyond that point, which is where the wealth, which is wealth according to this. They have a little lake, and then they have a garden.
Yeah.
So they have
water,
the empty.
Yeah.
That's all consistent with the feng shui design principles.
Yes. So, but sometimes you have a perfect feng shui design until your neighbor lot or someone built another house and then may take all of your positive energy.
Right. So, and that leads to my next example. There was, I guess in 1989, there was the Bank of China Tower in Hong Kong was built. It was built, I don't know why, they built it with sharp angles, creating what is called shaki or killing energy, because a sharp angle can attack like a blade.
Yeah.
So the feng shui masters believe that it has so... After completing this building, it was near the HSBC, so HSBC's bank share dropped to a historic low.
And
they supposedly placed, and again, like you said, they can always counteract the feng shui. So what HSBC Bank did was they placed two cannon sharp objects on the top of the building. It's pointed directly at the Bank of China. And ever since then, the legend goes that HSBC's performance has improved. Now, this is a true story if anybody looks this up. So they take that very seriously. The fact that a neighboring bank came up with mm-hmm. sharp angles, HSBC took the liberty to counter that negative energy of the sharp angles by placing two cannons on their top of their roof to, I guess, point away to ward off the negative energy.
Wow.
So it all goes. So it is taken. It's implemented in modern day. And you see it a lot in Hong Kong. You see it in this country, especially in Central Jersey.
It's a little surprised me, a lot of the building in the U.S. designed with a feng shui.
Yeah, at least three examples we gave. All right, very good. So we're out of time. We'll see everyone next week. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller, airing every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. For feedback and suggestions for future topics, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com or call 732-898-2266.